NCC Vice President Ashley Peterson stated all antibiotics used to prevent and treat disease in chickens are approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The majority of these antibiotics are never used in human medicine and therefore represent no threat of creating resistance in humans. Only about 10% of the feed tickets reviewed by Reuters list antibiotics belonging to medically important drug classes, the exact ones that both the industry and FDA are currently phasing out for growth promotion purposes. Antibiotics themselves and their dosage rates have been approved by the FDA. Any feed mill that makes feed which contains an FDA-approved and regulated product, like an antibiotic, is subject to FDA authority and inspection. Now, contrary to what Reuters reports, these mills keep records of antibiotic use, and the information is available to FDA and regulators, according to the NCC. Now, the council also stated Reuters failed to point out that, according to the most recent FDA data, 85% of salmonella collected from humans had no resistance to any of the antibiotics tested, and multidrug resistance in salmonella from humans and chickens is the lowest since FDA began testing. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.